Western producer, Bruce Burnett is bullish wheat due to the ongoing war in Ukraine. There are reports that Ukraine's farmers will decrease winter wheat planting by 30-40%, which would be a significant market factor in 2022-23. The reduction in the Ukraine crop makes it very difficult for the world to reach the kind of production levels that we saw this year, the analyst said during Market Farm's October 27 Managing Crop Markets in Turbulent Times webinar. This year's supplies are tight. The United States Department of Agriculture is forecasting major exporter ending stocks in 2022-23 of 56 million tons, down 3 million tons from last year. Markets Farm thinks it will be closer to 54 million tons, the lowest level since the 2013-14 crop year. Growers should keep a watchful eye on that number as the season progresses. Many believe the USDA's Argentina production forecast is too high. It is estimating 17 million tons, down from 22.2 million tons last year. The Rosario Grain Exchange's latest forecast is 13.7 million tons. That's good news for us here in North America, especially Canadian sellers, said Burnett. It means Canada will face reduced competition into Latin American wheat markets. The other bit of good news for Canadian growers is that combined U.S. hard red winter wheat and hard red spring wheat ending stocks are forecast at their lowest level since 2008-09 when Minneapolis futures spiked to an astonishing $25 per bushel. He doubts history will repeat itself, but the trigger that year was concern about the next U.S. wheat crop. We do have that in spades again this year, said Burnett. It is very dry in western Kansas and western Oklahoma. We've got to keep a very close eye on that hard red winter wheat crop into next year, he said. One other bullish factor to consider is that Markets Farm believes Statistics Canada has overestimated Canadian wheat production. The government is forecasting a crop of 28.6 million tons. Burnett thinks it is closer to 27.9 million tons. He is forecasting carryout of 5.3 million tons, which would be similar to 2020-21. But it could be smaller than that due to strong demand prospects for Canada's top quality crop. Export prospects are also good for Canada's durum. North Africa harvested 4.15 million tons of durum, which is similar to 2016 levels. That is very, very low production and there is certainly going to be a need to push exports into that area, said Burnett. Recent tenders from Tunisia and Algeria helped push cash prices to $14 per BU. He also expects strong sales to the U.S. The USDA cut U.S. durum production to 64 million BU. In September, a 10 million BU drop from its August estimate. The USDA moved U.S. imports to 45 million BU. In its latest supply and demand estimate, up 5 million BU. From 2021-22 levels, U.S. carryout is forecast to be snug at 25 million BU. The country will only be able to service the Italian market. Markets Farm is forecasting a similar downward correction in Canada's production number. Yield models did not capture the severe stress the crop endured this year. Statistics Canada is forecasting 6.1 million tons. Markets Farm believes it is 5.25 million tons. That leaves room for a 4.5 million ton export program if North African demand doesn't dry up. Carryout is forecast at 580,000 tons, which is very tight once again. Canadian cash spreads between durum and spring wheat have widened to a $1.71 per BU. Premium, up from a discount of 3 cents per BU. In September. He doesn't expect the spread to get much higher than that, but durum could still benefit from any rally in spring wheat prices. Contact Sean.Pratt at producer.com.